What if the most important story of our century wasn't making headlines? While we scroll through catastrophes and conflicts, a profound shift has been reshaping how business works. Social entrepreneurship, where making money and making a difference become one, isn't just a trend, it's a fundamental reimagining of capitalism itself. This movement, dubbed the Great Convergence, represents the collision of three forces: a world in crisis, technology that connects us instantly, and a generation refusing to wait their turn to create change. The result? A new breed of entrepreneurs who see the world's biggest problems not as charity cases, but as opportunities to build sustainable solutions that serve both shareholders and society. Remember the optimism of December 31st, 1999? Stock markets soaring, unemployment at 4.1%, and America riding high on dot-com prosperity. Fast forward to December 31st, 2009, the Dow Jones closed at exactly the same number it opened 8 years earlier. But between those identical figures lay a decade of devastation. 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, the housing crisis, wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and an unemployment rate approaching 10%. Trillions in wealth evaporated. Yet something unexpected emerged from this chaos. Web 2.0 transformed users into creators, with social media exploding. Facebook added 200 million users in 2013 alone. The shift's power becomes clear through two Iranian student protests. In 1999, peaceful Tehran University protests barely registered, buried on page A3 of the New York Times. By 2009, Twitter hashtags spread news globally in real time, prompting the U.S. State Department to ask Twitter to delay maintenance so information could keep flowing. This wasn't just technology, it was humanity's expanding capacity for collective action. Millennials refuse to wait for impact. They don't wait for taxis, they use Uber. They don't wait for emails, they text. And they don't wait until retirement to make a difference. Unlike previous generations following prescribed paths, millennials reject the notion that social impact must follow career success. A 2014 study found 94% want to apply their skills to benefit causes, with over half wishing their employers offered more giving back programs. They're building businesses that make the world better while making money. Supermarkets embody capitalism's contradictions. Michael Cullen's Depression-era model built the middle class, yet modern stores engineer profit through oversized carts and strategic layouts. Capitalism 2.0 introduces the triple bottom line: people, planet, profit. Social entrepreneurs bridge gaps where markets won't venture and government can't reach. They're driven by habit, hope that root causes can be addressed, audacity to believe they can impact millions, disappointment channeled into motivation, ingenuity to see the poor as valuable markets, and tenacity to persist despite skeptics. Impact investing validates this. 91% of investors meet financial expectations, while 98% achieve social impact goals. The false choice between doing good and doing well is dissolving. Americans donate over $358 billion annually, 2.1% of GDP, yet fundamental problems persist. Traditional charity operates on a broken model inherited from 1630, when Puritan leader John Winthrop declared charity exists primarily as salvation for the wealthy rather than those in need. The charity industrial complex forces nonprofits to minimize essential investments, while high society galas become publicity campaigns for donors. Handouts often worsen problems. When marketer Jason Sadler collected 1 million t-shirts for Africa in 2010, he exemplified sweato, stuff we don't want, flooding local markets with free goods that undercut local entrepreneurs. Scott Harrison revolutionized this through Charity Water, building radical transparency with a two-bank account system guaranteeing 100% of donations go directly to water projects. Becky Straw founded the Adventure Project on the principle that what people want most is the opportunity to thrive, not with handouts, but by using their own two hands. In 5 years, they created nearly 800 jobs, impacting over 1 million people, proving charity requires smart business models that respect human dignity. 4 billion people earning under $1,500 annually represent a $5 trillion market traditional capitalism dismissed. Muhammad Yunus discovered this in 1974 Bangladesh when Sufia Begum was trapped by a 25-cent predatory loan at 10% daily interest. He lent $27 to local women for bamboo stools, enabling fair price sales. When banks refused to serve the poor, he created Grameen Bank with revolutionary principles: no collateral, women-focused lending, minimal paperwork. Today, Grameen serves 7 million borrowers with a 2% default rate, outperforming most traditional banks. Sam Goldman witnessed a neighbor's child suffer kerosene burns in Benin. At Stanford, he and Ned Tazoon created D-Light, offering affordable solar lanterns for 2 billion people using dangerous kerosene lighting. D-Light has served 51 million customers across 60 countries, saving them $1.8 billion and preventing 4 million tons of carbon emissions. Rebecca Van Bergen founded Nest to connect artisans directly to luxury markets. Nest artisans earn 120% above local minimum wages. 89% are women reinvesting in communities. Each artisan's success impacts 17 others. The bottom of the pyramid isn't charity. It's the world's largest growth market. Toms pioneered Buy One, Give One, expanding beyond shoes to eyewear, coffee, and bags, embedding social impact into every transaction rather than treating it as separate charity. Warby Parker disrupted Luxottica's 80% eyewear monopoly by designing and selling in-house, offering stylish glasses under $100. Rather than donating glasses, they fund locals to conduct eye exams and sell affordable eyewear, creating jobs, respecting dignity through choice, and proving social entrepreneurship can challenge entrenched monopolies. Gerald Chertavian founded Year Up to connect disconnected urban youth with corporations needing qualified workers. Students receive stipends through 5 months of training, then complete 6-month corporate internships. Corporate partners pay placement fees, creating accountability. Year Up's survival depends on intern success. When business models align profit with impact, both scale together, a virtuous cycle where success means more people helped, generating more revenue and greater impact. Maggie Doyen embodies this impatient spirit. During her gap year, the New Jersey teenager encountered Nepalese child refugees and used $5,000 in babysitting savings to buy land, establishing the Coppila Valley Children's Home and School. Today, she's guardian to 51 children, proof that you don't need permission or credentials to solve problems you witness. In 1990, Voyager 1 captured Earth from 3.7 billion miles away as a tiny speck suspended in a sunbeam. Carl Sagan's meditation reminds us there is nowhere else our species could migrate. Earth is where we make our stand. Social entrepreneurship represents our best chance for a brighter future. Through the great convergence of global awareness, technological connectivity, and entrepreneurial innovation, we can address humanity's most pressing challenges. The Millennium Development Goals proved what's possible. Extreme poverty dropped from 47% to 14%, child mortality decreased by 50%, maternal mortality declined by 45%. Like James Kirk reprogramming the unwinnable Kobayashi Maru, social entrepreneurs refuse no-win scenarios. They change the rules through original thinking. Mother Teresa said, "We have only today. On this pale blue dot, we have a choice: business as usual or embracing the great convergence where every decision builds the world we want. The revolution is already here. The only question is whether you're ready to join it."